Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week, Near FM's year-long series promoting poetry. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Bannocht by John O'Donoghue, read now by Sarah Lynch.
On the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. And when your eyes freeze behind the grey window and the ghost of loss gets into you, may a flock of colours, indigo, red, green and azure blue, come to awaken in you a meadow of delight. When the canvas frays in the curragh of thought and a stain of ocean blackens beneath you, may there come across the waters a path of yellow moonlight to bring you safely home. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of light be yours. May the fluency of the ocean be yours. May the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so, may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life.
Bannocht by John O'Donoghue, read there by Sarah Lynch, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio now by Sarah Lynch. Sarah, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about this poem. Why did you choose it?
I suppose it's a poem that I read and reread a lot myself, personally, and, you know, for my job working in mental health settings. So it's, I suppose, the first time that I would have read it. It really resonated with me, I suppose, the compassionate voice that it brings, you know, when you're faced with difficulties. And I really like the fact that it kind of acknowledges that you can't prevent that these things will, that life will be difficult and that there'll be things that we'll face. So, you know, when it talks about when the ghost of loss gets into you or when you experience that weight upon your shoulders, it's, you know, stepping away from that idea that we can somehow prevent, you know, these things from happening. There's obviously things we can do to keep ourselves safe in the world, but that inevitably we will all be faced kind of by loss at some point in our life or difficulty. And it's really kind of like a prayer, I suppose, an offering to say that when you're met with this difficulty in your life, may whatever it is around you, you know, will support you and get you through it. And it might be something that's kind of within yourself, that your innate resilience or your ability to cope, you know, that comes to meet you at those times.
So it's kind of a mature poem in that sense. Like it's not seeking to mollycoddle anybody or tell you that it's all lovely and rosy. It does lay out the facts that the world can be rough.
Yeah.
And that it can get to you sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something interesting there. You said that it's kind of like a prayer. And John O'Donoghue was actually, he was a priest. He was ordained in the early 80s. He's from Clare, he's from West Clare.
Yeah.
And he eventually left the priesthood. But it's an interesting thought, isn't it? Like I'm sure there's lots of priests out there who write poetry, but that his theology may have influenced his poetic writings. Like, were you aware that he was a priest when you were reading the poem?
I was aware. I wasn't, you know, I didn't know a lot about him, but I was aware, you know, when I went to kind of read about the poem, and I had read some other works by him, you know, Anankara, and I felt that, you know, my first reading of the poem was that it was quite prayer-like, even the way, you know, it was like an offering. And, you know, I think just that idea as well, when it was first read, when I first heard it read in a training that I went to, the person that was reading it spoke about John O'Donoghue's use of the Irish language, and he was talking about that idea of when we say Tá Brónarum, and if you translate that into English, that it you know, means the sadness is upon me. And I suppose in this, it feels like it's that kind of separation. So rather than I am sad, that is the sadness has come upon me. Or, you know, in this, it's saying when these things, this weight comes upon you, when this loss visits you, as opposed to being something that's fused with you. I really liked the way that it was described. I thought it was unusual, and it seemed to fit with, you know, the Irish language. Sometimes when we translate these sayings that we have a very different way of describing difficulty, which could actually be quite helpful in, you know, language shapes so much how we experience the world around us.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's good how you say that. You know, so much of how we view the world is framed by the language that we use, and we have the Irish language to thank for that insight that you gave us there. And it's, we should also mention to our listeners, John O'Donoghue, raised in West Clare in the 30s or the 40s, and he was raised through Irish.
Okay.
And you can get it from your reading of the poem. We were talking off air there, it even is difficult to read it fluently in English, you know, because it misses a few steps every now and again, and the syntax is very typical of the Irish language. But just getting back to your work in the mental health services, would you use, this is a poem, but would you use lots of poetry or pieces of art or writing? Would you use it a lot in your work?
I try to, you know, it kind of, I suppose, it depends on what setting you're in and, you know, if it fits for the person that you're meeting, you know, it's often if it resonates with people. I think poetry is used quite a lot when you might be involved in a group that's around mindfulness or, you know, dealing with difficult emotions. I feel it has a way of distilling or capturing something, and it can be, you know, either a way of helping someone to express something that they themselves can't quite capture in words, because most of the time when we feel emotions, you know, the words maybe don't seem to fit, and then you read a beautiful piece of poetry that's kind of it can evoke that emotion for you, or it can help you kind of go with it. It's containing in that way. And then sometimes, you know, I've noticed that when you might be in a group with people who've been sharing their experiences, and then, you know, you'd bring in a poem to it that fits with whatever they're talking about. So sometimes that idea of growth, even when things are difficult, then you kind of bring in the poem and it captures some things that you've been talking about. And it, you know, I just noticed that people will find it easier sometimes to reflect if they've got the poem, that it's captured. It said something that maybe they've not been able to capture themselves in words. And like I find myself, I reread, there's certain things that resonate and then other things that don't. So I reread the poems at times, and I find that quite helpful myself in the work, even in when I'm thinking about how I work with people. Yeah. So,
and would you go searching for poems or pieces of art that you could use for your work, or do you, if you just come across it, you might file it away and I'll come back to that one later?
Yeah, I suppose I would myself through reading, and I would look, you know, I often look up poems if I'm going to be involved in something, you know, say if I'm meeting someone for therapy and they keep talking about, I don't know, some sort of visual image. So if it's about the sea, or if it's about nature, about being out in a forest, or whatever it is that seems to fit for them, you know, some experience where it's been like, I find when I'm next to the sea that the waves somehow transform something for me. I could be feeling really down, and just looking at that can, you know, make me feel different, not necessarily better, but just different. I might try and look up to see if there's any poetry or kind of even a quote by someone that might capture that. Probably my own favourite is the idea of hope when things are really difficult. And, you know, the Emily Dickinson, I think we all would have studied maybe for the Leaving Cert at some point. You know, the idea of hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul, and sings the tune without the words that never stops at all. And it's funny because a lot of people have said that to me, maybe in therapy, or it's the thing that pops to my mind. And there's a lot of kind of writing out there around hope, and it always seems to be around hope as a bird, you know, the bird that in sensing dawn starts to sing even when the whole world around it is still dark. And that just really speaks to me, because I think it when you meet someone and they're in a difficult place, probably one of the most important things you can do for them is just to sit with them. And that can be really hard to do yourself. It's not easy to sit with people in difficulty. But there's something really beautiful about that, even when things are really difficult for you, that you have that really strong sense, you know, it could be something small where you might have a laugh or you find something kind of changes for you in that difficulty, and then you remember, oh, okay, there's something within me that can get through this. So I often find that that kind of naturally comes up in therapy, and then I might, either there are quotes that have stuck with me, or it's things where I think, I wonder if there's something out there written for this person that might be helpful.
Sarah, I think we'll leave it there. Okay. A real pleasure to talk to you today, Sarah. Thanks very much for coming in.
Okay.
And all the best with your future endeavours.
Thank you.
Sarah Lynch is originally from Tipperary, but is now living and working in Dublin, training as a clinical psychologist. We can't forget that while this series celebrates poetry, we're also using poetry as a medium to celebrate important dates in our calendar. World Mental Health Day is observed on the 10th of October every year, with the overall objective of raising awareness of mental health issues around the world and mobilising efforts in support of mental health. The day provides an opportunity for all stakeholders working on mental health issues to talk about their work and what more needs to be done to make mental health care a reality for people worldwide. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health issues, don't be afraid. Talk to someone and look for help. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and things do get better. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Poem of the Week is broadcast every Monday at 12 noon and every Saturday at 10 a.m. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.